to the UK next, and the Labour Party holds its first conference as a new government in Liverpool opening today. But it has been overshadowed by a series of unforced errors which have put the Prime Minister Keir Starmer on the back foot. There's been a controversy over the pay for his top adviser Sue Gray, who reportedly earns more than the Prime Minister. And there's been days of criticism over freebies taken by Keir Starmer and his wife, including expensive clothes and glasses. The controversy has seen him mocked with chants of free gear, Keir. Well, let's talk now to John Rentoul, Chief Political Commentator with the UK Independent. John, thank you for joining us. Free gear, Keir. It's not the moniker you want as you head into your first party conference, which should have been a victory parade, really, shouldn't it?
Well, it should have been. I mean, there's a very sharp disjunction between people are saying in the hall. The sort of speech we've just heard from the Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner was all about thanking the British people for putting their trust in Labour and promising to build more houses and devolve power to the regions. No mention, of course. I mean, she actually attacked the Conservatives for their corruption and sleaze, but no mention of what everybody's talking about in the hall, in the halls around the main hall, which is the freebies that the Prime Minister and many of his senior ministers have been accepting.
And of course, it all comes after Labour cut the winter fuel allowance. I mean, that is hugely damaging, isn't it, for a Labour Prime Minister to be accepting these freebies at a time when he's expecting other people to take cuts?
It makes it much worse, yes. I mean, it's bad enough, I think, taking free gifts. I mean, these are for his personal benefit, suits and glasses. I mean, they're trying to make the case that it's required for the job, for work wear. But I mean, that doesn't wash for most people, and nor should it. Angela Rayner was very uncomfortably trying to defend her holiday in New York that was paid for by Wahid Ali, a Labour donor. I mean, these are just gifts for personal benefit, and very different from donations to a political party, to a cause, for the purposes of funding a campaign.
So a bad start or a bad week for Keir Starmer. He will attempt to try to turn things around at his conference in Liverpool this week. Can he do it, or what does he need to do then to do that?
But just the fact that you're asking that question answers itself, in a sense. The fact that all the commentary about this conference is, can Keir Starmer turn things around after his government has made a, frankly, very, very poor start of its first 3 months? That suggests that he can't turn it. He can't turn things around in a single speech. I think he has done. He's blown his chance of a honeymoon with public opinion. He had a very, very brief honeymoon. I think there was maybe 1 or 2 weeks when his personal rating went up after the election. But the opinion polls have turned against him, and it's going to take the work of years to try and to turn that back. And actually, the past experience suggests that once you've lost people's trust, it's very, very difficult to win it back.
What's going on in his backroom team? Because we had the story earlier this week that one of his top advisors, Sue Gray, was paid more than the Prime Minister. Does it appear that story came to light because of leaks that are coming from within the Prime Minister's office and his own staff?
Well, quite. Her salary was going to be disclosed in any case in November or December, but it was leaked in advance because somebody was so upset by it. And what was really damaging was not the fact that she gets paid more than the Prime Minister. I mean, there are senior civil servants who are also in that position, but it is the fact that it shows how deep the resentments are in Keir Starmer's team, and some of the quotations from anonymous quotations from members of his team about Sue Gray, saying that she was responsible for preparations for government, but I haven't seen any evidence of them. Mm. I mean, that kind of thing just suggests that things are pretty dysfunctional in the Number 10 operation.
Well, we'll watch with interest in the days ahead. But for now, John Rentoul, Chief Political Commentator with The Independent, thank you for speaking with us today.